I'm Jimmy Murray, and this is the History Fact of the Day. Today's history lesson is on
Merger of Delta and Northwest Airlines. On April 15, 2008, Delta Airlines and Northwest Airlines announced a merger agreement. The merger of the two carriers formed what was then the largest commercial airline in the world, with 786 aircraft. Delta Airlines' brand survived. While Northwest's brand officially ended in 2009, it had been reported as early as January 2008 that Delta and Northwest were in merger discussions. News reports covering the event and the official press release reported that the new airline would use the Delta name and have its headquarters in Atlanta. The proposed merger partners lost a combined $10.5 billion in first quarter 2008, an amount that exceeded their combined market capitalization. When the airlines combine, the new Delta would be based in Atlanta with a network focused on its main hubs in Atlanta and Detroit, along with other hubs at Minneapolis St. Paul International Airport, Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky International Airport, John F. Kennedy International Airport in New York City, Salt Lake City International Airport, Los Angeles International Airport, Memphis International Airport, Narita International Airport near Tokyo, Amsterdam Airport Schiphol, and Paris Charles de Gaulle Airport. Richard Anderson was CEO of Northwest Airlines until 2004, the year before Northwest Airlines declared bankruptcy. Then in 2007 became CEO of Delta Airlines when the merger took place.
I'm Jimmy Murray. Thanks for listening to History Facts on the Kid Friendly Network. Music is by Kevin MacLeod. Executive producer Chris Kremitzos.